Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Now up to more than 1,000 Israelis dead. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and a fourth day of fighting after Hamas's terror attack.
It's no surprise to us that once again they are wanting to terrorize the Israeli public.
Israeli Defense Forces Major Libby Weiss.
At least 11 American citizens killed in part of that death toll, and several, it is believed, Americans being held hostage.
It's four now believe that Hamas has that are American, about 150 hostages in all, and they're threatening to kill them. As Israel keeps bombing targets in Gaza, Fox's Greg Palcott is in Sderot near the border, says Hamas also is firing back.
We heard the Iron Dome in action, knocking down about five or six rockets coming from Hamas.
And sirens have blared in Tel Aviv, warning of more rocket fire. Hamas also warns Israelis to leave the Israeli town of Ashkelon. China's Middle East envoy is calling for a ceasefire. Saudi Arabia says it's in talks trying to prevent an escalation, and Iran is denying reports it helped Hamas militants plot the attack. President Biden will speak about the war later today. He already called Hamas's actions an appalling terrorist assault. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is no longer running against the president as a Democrat. He's now an independent and just told Fox he's appalled by Hamas's attacks.
Videos on social media of children in cages in Gaza, of Jewish bodies, of teenage girl being abused in front of a crowd and people cheering.
And as for protesters claiming it's all Israel's fault.
To say that Israel is at fault for that is just perverse.
As for why Kennedy's now a third-party presidential candidate.
We need a strategy for unity. We need a strategy for bringing people together.
A Republican has dropped out of the presidential race. Will Hurd, a Trump critic, now endorses Nikki Haley. House Republicans gather again today. They're trying to determine who should be the next speaker a week after Kevin McCarthy was ousted. America's listening to Fox News.
Why are central banks quietly amassing mountains of gold? Because they know the dollar won't last. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon, and I urge you to diversify your IRA or 401k into physical gold with Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold by texting the word SHELTER to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. So text SHELTER to the number 989898 to get your free info kit now.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
President Biden is said to be cooperating with the special counsel investigating his handling of classified documents. The president's been interviewed about what was found at his Delaware home and in a private office from his time as a senator and vice president. It's unrelated to the Trump classified documents case that led to an indictment. Now, the former president calls that and three other looming criminal trials a continuous witch hunt. He also said that about a civil fraud trial he attended for 3 days last week in New York.
Former Trump Organization Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg is set to take the stand to talk about his role in preparing the former president's annual financial statements, as well as conversations they had while preparing the documents. Former President Donald Trump and his company are accused of fraud in the lawsuit brought by New York Attorney General Letitia James. The suit accuses Weisselberg of engineering Trump's financial statements to meet his demands that they show increases in his net worth and signed off on inflated valuations for assets despite appraisals for far less. Weisselberg served 100 days in jail earlier this year for tax crimes. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after the Dow gained almost 200 points. And nobody, again, won the Powerball jackpot last night.
That means Wednesday night's top prize is for $1.73 billion. That prize ranks as the second largest in Powerball in U.S. lottery history.
That's Fox's Chris DeMeo in the baseball playoffs. The Diamondbacks win again.
He lifts one to deep left. Back goes Peralta, and he will watch it leave the yard.
Lourdes Gurriel's home run helped power Arizona to a 4-2 win over the L.A. Dodgers on TBS to take a 2-0 lead in their National League series. Atlanta came back to beat Philadelphia 5-4, so the Braves tie the Phillies in that series. On Monday Night Football, Las Vegas beat Green Bay 17-13. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Rancho police investigating a home invasion and robbery that happened last week. They're asking the public for help through Crime Stoppers in solving that crime. Two armed men entering a home in the area of Chanute Street and Sangamon Avenue. One of the offenders said to have watched over the home's occupants. The other rummaged through the home. This week, National Fire Prevention Week. Learning about fire safety was at the front of everyone's minds at Family Day in Urbana. Urbana Fire Department showed what goes into fighting fires during the event in Lincoln Square Mall. Firefighters and police both focused on connection with people of all ages, showing how to stay safe. Dean of the Granger College of Engineering at the University of Illinois has been elected to a prestigious honor in the fields of health and medicine. The university announcing that Rashid Bashir was elected to the National Academy of Medicine in its class of 2023. Well, gas prices around the state stabilizing. Some instances, they've fallen a few cents. Look around for the best price. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. ESPN 93.5, 806. Weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. If you want a copier printing kind of analysis, you can call Greg Wolf at Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Our meteorologist is Greg Soyer, the learned one. Nice and cool this morning, yes. My friend. What do you see on your maps?
Well, we see a little bit of everything for everyone around here, from this typical early October feel to maybe a little more of a November feel once again for the weekend. But in between, yeah, I know we juggled getting the harvest and field work and backyard work going and the landscape guys, but, you know, we're still in the midst of this dry spell, drought-ridden areas across eastern Illinois, much of Indiana. So we need this time of the year for recharge. We'll get that here with some pretty impressive rainfall numbers coming in from Champaign on northward, and a little more stronger thunderstorm oriented stuff here for the middle part of the week on south. Wind on the plains, snow in the mountains, and some significant rain over a wide area of the worst drought areas, the northern and western Corn Belt locales too. A little frost scraping, I'm sure, over the past hour or two, but up to 39 out Worland and Savoy, holding at 37 at Danville, 38 at Rantoul, and 41 at Bloomington Normal. Mostly sunny day on tap, couple scattered fair weather clouds, and an afternoon high a little bit shy of normal at 62. Light west southwesterly winds will increase a little bit this afternoon. Lows near 40 tonight, clouding up quickly tomorrow. Shower activity breaks out later morning and more so tomorrow afternoon. The high up to 65. And we'll get a shower thunderstorm in spots early and late in the day on Thursday, but in between, partly sunny, breezy, warmer at 76. Back to near 70 and dropping, with widespread showers and thunderstorms here on Friday, and more rain expected with showery weather for the weekend. Gusty northwesterly wind, high temperatures in the 50s. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate it. Brandy, are you there?
I am.
Brandy Grants, is that correct? G-R-A-N-S-E, is that right?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Champaign County Regional Planning Commission. Sounds like you got a few jobs open, huh?
Yes, sir, we do.
Well, tell me
about
it.
I want to thank you for inviting me to the show.
Well, of course, we're happy to have you. We want to help local people get local jobs. Real, that are...
And working with kids is such a fun gig.
Absolutely. We are having a hiring event on October 11th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the RPC Early Childhood Education Center, located at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign. And we are looking for some positive candidates who want to make positive impact on children's lives and support families in reaching their goals.
You know, there are jobs, and then there are purposeful jobs. And if people out there going, you know, some people don't even care exactly what they earn, they just want to make a difference, this is one that can make a difference.
Absolutely. They can make a difference, and it can also help them change, you know, their lives as well. We offer free tuition to, you know, earn their degrees, and also certification. We have 17 paid holidays, sick time, personal time, and also retirement. So we can really help people in this community.
Okay, so you got this tomorrow, right? Wow.
Yeah, it is tomorrow, October 11th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m.
Okay, again, and where am I going? Where am I going? You said Country Fair?
Absolutely. It's 103 South Country Fair Drive.
Okay, and I can go in anytime between 9 and 12. Resume needed?
Absolutely. If people can bring in their professional letters of reference, resumes, and proof of education, we can get them started in an interview process and hopefully get them hired on the spot.
Can you describe their day? What would their job look like?
Oh, gosh. So a day at Head Start is greeting our children into the program, reading to them, providing lesson plans, activities, really working on getting the children ready for school. It is a great day to, you know, just be with the kids, learn about what, you know, what is happening in our world today, and, you know, bringing that education to them. And also inspiring them on their ideas.
Yeah, right. And love, little hugs and love and stuff like that. little kids are
lots
so...
Lots of hugs and love, yeah.
They're just, and they say the darndest things. I'll tell you, it's just really fun. Fun to be around the little ones. There's just no doubt about it. Okay, early what ages are the early childhood kids?
We serve children 6 weeks to 5 years of age.
Okay.
And we also work with pregnant women.
Wonderful. Okay, Brandy, we appreciate this. Country Fair Drive tomorrow, 9 to noon. You had a chance to get a really fun job, one that will really help have purpose and meaning and important, and we need good people. Brandy Granz, again, one more time, how can they learn more on the website and the address for tomorrow's 9 to noon job fair?
Our website is ccrpc.org, and they can call our... 217-328-3313 and get more information. And the hiring event is on October 11th, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
I still remember some of the people that helped our little guys at that age because you remember because they love them so much.
Yeah.
And they can't wait to go see them.
That's right.
It's wonderful.
Well, and Brandy, the benefits to people working with Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, just hit that real quick. Isn't there like 17 paid holidays?
Yeah, she just said that.
Okay,
that's
great.
That's exactly
right. And we have new competitive wages.
Yes.
So, you know, teachers starting out at $25 an hour. Or if they have a bachelor's degree.
Dang, nice.
Teacher aides, cooks, and clerks starting out at 18.
Nice.
And all of that depends on their education and years of service in the field. So it could be much higher. So please come out and check us out.
Nice. Brandy, appreciate it. Thank you so much. Champaign County Regional Planning Commission, Brandy Grants, we appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Our pleasure. Very nice.
ccrpc.org/careers for details.
And Diane running around doing other things.
Right. And but 9 a.m. to noon tomorrow.
You can't say it enough. 17 paid holidays.
Right.
How many do we get? The heck?
That's what
the heck?
I mean, it could be that we would have been off yesterday for Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day, but, you know, I felt like I needed to work that one. There are people, though, that schedule everything around their kids' holidays
sure.
from school.
No, it's fine. But
you know, Jay Lehman's won.
We were expecting him
yesterday, and now he's coming today.
Yeah,
so.
But it's Columbus Day.
Yeah.
It was Columbus Day yesterday.
Right.
Okay. All right, 8:13, sports headlines coming up.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at TapmansTowing.com.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Here's what one shopper said about Pard's Western Shop in Urbana, 306 North Maple, between Main and University. He said, sure, you can find booths at some big box stores, but nothing like Pards selection. They're unique, they're local, and they have an excellent store. So many people that visit Pards in Urbana say the same thing. Pards in Urbana, 306 North Maple, you can find the best boots in the world and shop local. Visit Pards.com, Pards.com. Well, new poll says Generation Z, younger people, have little trust in news, Congress, and the presidency. Good to have. I mean, Diane had the good question. Just that, just Generation Z, certified management consultant, president of DFW chapter of the Institute of Management Consultants, James Tallarico. I mean, I don't think anybody trusts anything right now, James.
You're absolutely right about that. But I think it's the situation is particularly acute in the case of Gen Zers because they've only grown up in an environment where there's been political division, scandals, and such. So that's one of their concerns. But their concerns are also unique because of their economic situation. So a lot of them are having problems with their college loans. Housing affordability is an issue. And as far as getting a job, that can be difficult because it's a very competitive market. Generally, they don't feel as though the government is conscious of those issues as well as social issues that are high on their agenda. In addition, in their case, you know, when we talk Gen Z, we're talking 11 to 26-year-olds. And so the pandemic affected their lives. You know, they weren't able to go to school, didn't see their friends. I think that's part of it. And the last part is another common issue with respect to technology and privacy.
Well, again, and it sounds like if I'm going to get an 11 to 26-year-old interested in my company, I better be socially conscious and environmental and things that matter to them. And they also want, they don't just want a check, man. They want a reason, right? They want purpose.
Yep. Yeah, so certainly from a job perspective, that's the case. And some of these other issues, though, I think will help. Introducing more accountability in government, transparency, engaging people. I was on another interview on this topic, and they said that they don't have any interest. Well, lots of times you don't have interest if you don't think people are hearing you. Mm-hmm. So I think we have to be proactive, and we have to get them involved in the process. I'm a baby boomer, and we had to do a civics class. I think we need to get them more engaged in government, understand how it works. So there's a lot of things that we can do to help make things better.
Go ahead. I'm just going to say, James, if I'm 22 years old, talk to me like you want me to work for you.
Well, you know, I think it, in large part, it comes down to the things that are universal. You know, you want to ask them what they expect out of the job.
Mm-hmm.
As a business consultant, one of the things I do is I recommend to our clients that we actually put together a training plan so they can see what their future is all about. And you have to work with people. Communications is a huge problem in society, but also in business. So I think that's part of it. Although they are different in terms of their work habits. They value family and so forth. So it's a tough thing to bridge because it is a little unique. But I think those universal things are important.
How would you bridge the "I want flexibility" when the 39-year-old doesn't get it? That's a trick, isn't it?
It is, and you know, again, it comes down to communications. They need to understand why it's important. Flexibility in the workplace, though, is helpful, and you know, we have remote working now. That's a reality. So, to some degree, with some companies, there is that flexibility.
Yeah, I think you're going to have that if you're going to get any of the younger ones. And they're really smart, right? I mean, there's a lot of computer whizzes out there that certainly could lap me any day.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's a good way to connect with them as well. They're very digitally oriented. And so, again, we need to focus on their needs and communicate with them the way that's effective.
All right, James, nice meeting you. How can people connect with you?
Well, I'm all over social media. I go by James J. Tallarico Jr., so you can Google me. I have 30,000 LinkedIn followers. My consulting practice is called Greater Prairie Business Consulting. You can find me there. I've actually written a book on ethics, which won 3 awards, and it helps companies improve their focus on ethics. Lots of great content. Encourage people to connect.
And last thing, how do I get a 24-year-old really good at speaking versus texting?
Good question. If we knew the answer to that, then life would be easier for everybody. But you know what is interesting is that people do prefer certain things. Some people like to pick up their phones. Some people like to text. And the reality is, if we want to connect with them, we have to connect the way they like to interact.
Yeah. Speak their language. Hey, nice meeting you, James. Thanks for your time.
Same here.
On the Tapman's Towing phone line, James Tellerico today from Dallas. ESPN 93.5. Yeah, listen, it's haven't there always been differences in generations? I mean, you know, think about when you were 18 and what you were thinking and how long your hair was.
Right.
And all of those things, and they didn't get it. They just don't get me, man.
Right.
They just don't get me.
You know, the clothes that you were wearing and the way you were talking and the music that you listened to and all of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I always, frankly, though, maybe I was a nerd. I always thought the music was too darn loud. I just thought, my ears hurt. I can't hear the lyrics. It's all distorted. Why does this make sense? I never understood that. I just thought it was too loud.
Okay.
It's like the emperor in the no clothes.
Inside the last week, there was a jam that came on, and I had all the way up in my van. All the way up.
I
kept trying to turn it up louder. It was so fun.
Differences are differences.
Exactly.
I don't like it when it hurts.
And see, I've just never had that.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I don't know. In the end, your hearing's probably going to last longer.
I don't know about that. What? And I don't know about that. I'm just saying that when you're at a concert and it kind of hurts, does it make sense? Or is your adrenaline taking over and you're, woo,
right,
whatever.
Right.
And then it's like screaming when you're drunk and you're hoarse the next day.
Right.
Because your inhibitions were...
Right.
But I think maybe the concert goers, they clearly turn it up because they want to stimulate you and jack you up.
Right.
So you remember it like, wow.
And then you want to buy the T-shirt even though it's $50.
Exactly.
And all this other stuff.
So there's strategy there because you left and you got so hyped, but your ears hurt. And I never, even young, I thought that was, it hurt.
Yep.
I've
had ringing ears after concerts for sure.
I don't know. Anyway, that's just the, fact that I'm 150 years old. 823.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The International Monetary Fund says it's expecting limp global economic growth this year and next. It sees U.S. growth at 2.1% this year, 1.5% next year. PepsiCo shares are up 1% after its upbeat quarter. Palantir shares are rising up 6%. The data analytics company says it has a new army contract for artificial intelligence that is worth up to $250 million. General Motors shares are slightly lower. Its labor issues have expanded. The Canadian Auto Workers Union is now on strike against GM. And Hyatt Hotel shares are rallying up 5%. The hotel giant will join the S&P Mid-Cap 400 prior to the opening of trading on Thursday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist, and my brand new podcast, The Janice Dean Podcast, is launching on the Fox News Podcast Network. Every week, I'll be focusing in on a person, a place, or a thing that deserves your attention because it makes the world a better place. Be sure to subscribe to The Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Make a difference in your community and start a rewarding career when you join RPC's Early Childhood Education Team. The Regional Planning Commission will be interviewing for open positions within the program at a hiring event on Wednesday, October 11th at the Early Childhood Education Center, 103 South Country Fair Drive. Attendees are encouraged to bring resumes and references. Don't miss this hiring event for the Early Childhood Education Program with the Regional Planning Commission. It's October 11th from 9 to noon at 103 South Country Fair Drive in Champaign.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weavers Flooring and Furniture Gallery. It's time to come home to Carpet Weavers. We don't want you to just like your new floors. We want you to love them. From waterproof floors and carpet to furnitures and design advice, we've got a team of experts on your side. We'll get you the best price and the best quality products and complete your home with furniture and accessories. Buy it all with free financing too. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
We didn't get to our sports headlines. The hockey season starts tonight, huh?
And the highly anticipated debut of the 2023 number one overall draft pick, which was Connor Bedard, as the Blackhawks officially turned the page from the days of Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane. So it'll be interesting to see the contest. I think it's 7 o'clock tonight with Pittsburgh's Penguins. So always fun to watch games at Pia's, 1609 West Springfield Avenue. We're also getting in the zone for that homecoming show on the 20th as you join us for the drive after 3, and that'll be a great party. Of course, we've got the homecoming festivities with the parade on Friday the 20th at 5:30, the 6:30 pep rally in Grange Grove, and we'll be playing Wisconsin. They've said the game will be 2:30 instead of 11 or 2:30. They've called it against Wisconsin at Memorial Stadium for homecoming weekend.
Okay, so you drop your mail in one of those mailboxes that's you drive through and just pop it in there. You know, they're all over town.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I don't know if you do that anymore.
Well, people do steal financial information.
Well, they steal checks.
Yes.
And then check wash.
That's right.
Because that has a big article on today. I don't know.
Especially the ones that you can reach in. Some of them just have a slot.
Yeah, you just pull it open and put it in and it goes down. I don't know how you reach in. Anyway, it's a big one.
Right.
It's way at the bottom.
But to me, it'd be very obvious if you're trying to fish around in there.
Well, no, but if somebody reports that. You just break it. At 3 a.m. or something. Nobody's going to be.
I guess.
But I don't understand. Isn't that like a major federal crime
yes,
to touch a major
federal... But there's incentive because it's money and then they've got your account information.
Maybe nothing ever happens to anybody anymore on anything. You know, do you even go to jail for that?
Right.
It depends.
I'm getting so much spam on my phone. It's really frustrating.
No, and you got to be careful because it'll say it's from your bank or something.
I know.
And so if you...
I got one this morning. I texted Mike saying, hey, you know, somebody, $993.
Yeah,
and
no,
he's
I
like,
got
nope, it's spam. Don't touch it.
Well, doesn't it say a bank you know?
I mean, it has all the Busey stuff on
it. I got four of them this morning.
Right.
So there is definitely all kinds of bad things going on. These are major crimes that they might be, again, in another country. So
right.
And they're just wanting to fish for your information. A couple of them had NL at the very end, .NL. It's like the Netherlands.
That's right.
So it's like,
and that's what...
And you don't notice that because you just...
Our main bank and they talked us down from being frantic about this, saying, you know, you got to look at... There was one word that wasn't proper grammar. And of course, if it's a big institution handling your finances, they're going to get everything right.
The whole thing about, you know, no consequences for breaking the law, you're going to get what you're going to get. Nobody gets in trouble for doing bad things, and they're going to keep doing bad things, and more people do bad things.
Yeah.
You have to have a set of rules. If you're a rule breaker, it's one thing. If you're a law breaker, it's entirely another. I mean, there just has to be consequences if you beat up a mailman and steal the stuff, right? I mean...
Agreed.
What the heck? And yet, it's just like you're a racist bigot, homie. You're picking on somebody because they're Hispanic. What?
What is that?
It's something that is exasperated from the woke crowd that has gone woke crazy. And it's tearing us apart.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have some common sense and understand that if you break the law and you steal $1,000 in stuff, you ought to go to jail.
Yeah.
And if
period.
I mean, these aren't first-time people. And, you know, I was on jury duty 15 years ago, and the person that they were trying was for marijuana sale. And I'm going, what the world? It's a marijuana sale. It was the 11th conviction.
Oh, man.
How many times do you allow this?
Just not getting the message on that. Need just something to help in recovery.
But if you're not going to go after bad people, then there'll be more bad people because they're going to steal stuff.
Right. They just get away with it and think it's okay.
All right. Break for the news. Back another 25, 30 minutes with you. Stand by 8:30 in Champaign-Urbana.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Fox News, and I'm Chris Foster. Families of four missing Americans believed to be held hostage in Gaza, taken from Israel, are pleading for their safe return.
My mom devoted her life to helping other people of all races and genders in her practice as a nurse.
Arnetta, speaking in Tel Aviv, Israel, says his mother was taken from her home. More than 1,000 deaths are now reported in Israel. More than 700 Palestinians are reported dead in Gaza.
We've been hearing Israeli jet fighters over our heads all day, pounding positions in Gaza. We've been seeing dozens and dozens of tanks lining up, getting ready for a possible incursion.
Fox's Greg Palcott, the Israeli military is reporting killing around 1,500 Hamas terrorists since their incursion into Israel Saturday. House Republicans here today behind closed doors from the two declared candidates for House Speaker, Jim Jordan and Steve Scalise. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. State of Illinois awarding more than $2 million in grant money for over a dozen local bike path projects around the state. Illinois Bicycle Path Grant Program providing financial assistance to eligible local units of government to assist them in the acquisition, construction, and rehabilitation of public off-road non-motorized bike paths. A funeral home in Carlinville having its license revoked. Hines Funeral Home had its license to operate in Illinois revoked. It followed the investigation into the facility's handling of human remains. The probe discovered numerous incidents of families being given the wrong remains. The funeral home's been a business now over 160 years. Illinois State Police teaming up with the Effingham County Sheriff's Office to increase traffic enforcement along the I-70 corridor due to an increase in crashes. ISP and Effingham County Sheriff's Office conducting enforcement details for speeding and other reckless driving behaviors. Be sure you're aware and to slow down. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner of PDR Automotive. Honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100. And then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another $100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept. GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're going to get an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, Urbana vicinity, and a little patchy frost out there across parts of the area, but otherwise a decent day's worth of weather. As the day wears on, temperatures have been on the cool side, but expected to recover ahead of a significant wet weather maker for the middle part of the week, and another cool-off slated with some additional shower activity come the weekend. So it's a patchy frost early on this morning, a mostly sunny cool day's worth of weather at 62, a bit of a west-southwesterly wind, partly cloudy tonight, chilly down to 39. Cloudy over through the day tomorrow. Maybe a shower in spots for the mid to late morning. Otherwise, showers are likely tomorrow afternoon. Highs up to 65 as winds turn southerly. A couple of showers and thunderstorms in spots tomorrow night. Lows in the 50s. Partly sunny, breezy, warmer for the day on Thursday. Stray shower, thunderstorm early and late. The high to 76. And widespread rains for Friday. Additional upcoming weekend wet weather too. High temperatures up near 70 on Friday. Just 50s for highs Saturday and Sunday. First DVJ Broadcasting. I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
I've got to clean out this garage. Let's see. What's the cheapest and easiest dumpster service in our area?
Here's what I found. The doggy bag.
Think she's broken. I'm not looking for takeout. Siri, try again.
The doggy bag from Bulldog Disposal in Mahomet.
Doggy bag? What's that?
If you got junk that needs to go, but you don't want the hassle of having an enormous dumpster delivered, grab a doggy bag, keep it as long as you need. They'll come take it away. For more information, just visit BulldoggyBag.com.
That's BulldoggyBag.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 837, ESPN 93.5. You're always welcome to Texas, 217-359-2255. So the day four war on Israel, Hamas threatens to execute hostages, will show online. Can't you just cut all live broadcasts in the Middle East? Certainly you can say no live broadcasting from Israel right now. Or you narrow down to just right in the Gaza Strip, it's just no live broadcast. Can't you do that? Can't you block that?
I would think so.
You can't do pornography. Somebody will block that, right? Tell me they've got some sort of control on what's being streamed. I think they've streamed murders before. I've not seen them, thankfully, but I think people have tried to do that. Or suicides or something. Wait, don't they have controls on that? Don't you have a way to just say you're not going to go live? They might videotape it and try and get it out there somewhere, but you don't have to do it live. Because I just don't think Israel's going to stop anything right now. You go in and machine gun down women and children, see piles of bodies, it's just not going to. You're going to try and do, you're going to try and get them out, the hostages, but you're not stopping. And it's going to be brutal.
Well, the TV has families of missing Americans call on Biden to act on the.
What do you do?
Right.
I mean, this is Israel's thing, right? You're just not. You can't go machine gun women and children and kidnap a child who's three, and expect people to say, "Okay, you got me." Can we please get them back? It's not happening. This is right after our, that's their 9/11. That's what they're thinking. After 9/11, we weren't probably going to want to find the Osama bin Laden family and have a picnic. You know, we're just, there's so much emotion right now. And it's just, you grab a three-year-old as hostage, really? And they're going to shoot a three-year-old? That's not going to help their cause. I mean, what they did and the way they did it, I mean, if they had grievances, you just never, ever do what they did. And there's no mercy for that. Even the, I mean, Rashida Tlaib, who's pro-Palestinian and still waving a flag outside her office for them. But she says, I grieve for all that died, right? I mean, so the squad has said, well, we can't condone. They all, you know, say we don't agree with what you did. At least they said that. But it's, you don't do that and gain sympathy. You get revenge. I mean, I think Israel will be very forceful over the next few weeks, and it's not going to be good from the standpoint of life. So it's I don't believe that whatever social media, you can't just flip a switch and says all of Israel has no live capabilities, or you turn off the internet or something. You've got to be able to do that, right? Can't the president of the United States flip off the internet for me? An emergency, state of emergency. We have to. I can't believe you can't at least stop murders on TV, murders online, because that'd be devastating for the families. It'd be horrible.
Well, how are Jewish Americans feeling about this right now? I wonder. I guess we need to find out what's their feeling.
Well, it's going to be outrage, right? What did we feel about 9/11?
Right.
We were all outraged. And for a minute, the country was truly united. And George Bush spoke on that Friday night, and he and Tom Daschle, who was the Senate Majority Leader at the time, kind of hugging, and it was just a moment of real unity. And what to do about it was always the, I don't know. And you remember he stood on the rubble and said, you know, you can't hear me? Well, they're going to hear from us.
Yeah.
And they went crazy, and everybody wanted to get those responsible. So we went into Afghanistan and ended the Taliban for then. They're back. They're completely back. And then we thought Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Everybody, Hillary Clinton voted for. Was that bad information? I don't know. But we went into Iraq and ended Saddam Hussein and found him in a hole. And he ended up being executed on trial in Iraq. And I don't know what that did for me. How's Iraq doing these days? Anyway, it's just really hard. I remember Colin Powell had told President Bush, if you go into Iraq, you're going to own it. And remember, everybody voted and they had a purple finger for the first time. It's very, very hard when countries are steeped in another generation to assume they can assume our life, because our life has come through a lot of blood as well. The Civil War. I mean, we've had all kinds of stuff as we've evolved over time. To assimilate and have all, you know, nations together is unheard of. It just doesn't happen. So you get in your corner, I get in my corner. What America's tried to do over the years has been remarkable and I think amazingly successful, to give people hope and a chance and to have freedom and liberty and all these things and rights. And so, you know, there are just people that will dispel what we are and think that we're based on evil and all these other things, and they live amongst us. And I think they're not very many, but I think there's enough to get a voice because of social media and all the coverage they get on the network news. Okay, 8:42, check your sports headlines coming up.
You've changed thousands of diapers, cut hundreds of crusts, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose, because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency will make it easy and affordable to help protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you'd do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call me, State Farm Agent Brian Hansen in Champaign-Urbana today. For details, visit brianismyguy.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience, several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
Like every bank, there's a time every day when we stop making loans. But at Iroquois Federal, we never stop making a difference. Thanks to an amazing team of employees who give back to their local communities all over Central Illinois. From hospital boards and local school programs to Kiwanis and the United Way, Iroquois Federal employees donated more than 1,000 volunteer hours last year. And we'll do it again next year, because the only thing we like more than making a loan is making a difference. Iroquois Federal. Still friendly, still local, still here. Member FDIC. I see Equal Housing Lender.
Diane Ducey here. With Nate Evans of eXp Realty, it's always a good time to sell your home.
Sell your home with Nate. Pick the price, pick the day. Go to the Nate Evans Group.
sports headlines, the tendency, if I were the coach of the Fighting Illini, is to take more control and to say, okay, I got this. I'm going to do this, 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 this. Brett Bielema said, I ain't doing that.
You know, I don't, you can ask my coaches, but I've never called a game when we were, you know, at this time, a year ago, we were obviously 5-1. A year before that, we were 2-4. We're 2-4 once again. Obviously, I don't want to be where we're at, but it is what it is. And I would tell you that in all three seasons, my demeanor and my approach to how we game plan and what we do hasn't changed at all. I think offensively, defensively, there might be certain things each week that I feel like, hey, I really need to talk to them about this. I think in this case, Maryland, it's a dramatically different offense than what we just faced, right? So to have the game plans be in the same realm isn't really real. On defense, on the flip side, offensively, this is a group that has some carryover. And then, you know, even though we didn't play him a year ago, the coordinator that's there now, he's been there the entire time with Locke. So there's a lot of carryover defensively since Mike's been there over the last 4 years. So I don't think so. I think the urge would be there, but again, this is my 15th year as a head coach. You hire good coaches to be good coaches, and
that's what he does. But I mean, imagine if you run a company and the guy's in charge of distribution and stuff happens, so you're gonna go down and be in charge of distribution. He's running like a CEO. You got guys in departments, you report, and you have meetings, you talk about it. Is that the best thing? And then he lets them coach, because you see him on the sideline. He's not in the huddles for all those offensive meetings and defensive meetings. He had head guys for that. I think he paid $1 million a year, so it's not like, you know, you're hiring good people. And sometimes stuff works and sometimes it doesn't. It might be the talent, might be the scheme.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is it's Brett Bielema's baby, right? He's the head coach. He's responsible for it all. But his management style is hire good coaches to be good coaches. I agree with that. Hopefully it's good.
Yep.
If it's not, then you make changes. Like, he fired his offensive coordinator after 12 months the first time. First year, after the first year, he let the guy go. So he's not going to be afraid to make changes. I think that's true.
Right.
If we need him.
Maryland, 2:30.
And by Friday, I'll have us beating them. But as of Tuesday, it's like,
Still a little raw, huh?
Because nobody thinks we're going to win, right? They're 14.5 points, and really good. And there's no way. That's when stuff jumps up in sports, and all of a sudden, you're all set for basketball, and then you got to go back to football.
Uh-huh.
If you beat Maryland, we'll come back to football. Okay.
That's right.
Because then you're thinking, well, I beat Wisconsin. I'm coming. I'm telling you, by Friday, I'll whip it up. Anyway, Jay Layman is on today. He wasn't on yesterday because his kids are out of school.
That's right.
So he's got an hour of power coming up. It's an hour of fun.
It is.
Jay Layman, 3 o'clock, repeated in the 5 o'clock hour. Don't miss this hour of what Jay thinks.
And, of course, he talks a lot about Big Ten football, but with Las Vegas beating Green Bay 17-13 and the upcoming contest in the NFL this weekend with Indianapolis at Jacksonville and Minnesota at Chicago to face the Bears in Soldier Field, your New Orleans Saints are in Houston, Stevie, just to keep you up to date.
Man, Houston's been unexpectedly. Uh-huh. They were supposed to be doormat, and then they got the kid from Ohio State, the rookie that's actually good. He's the best of the bunch right now. And no, Houston's real. They're pretty
opening
good.
Night, NHL action. And we have the Blackhawks in Pittsburgh at 7 o'clock this evening. And when it comes to baseball, Braves over the Phillies 5-4. Series tied at 1 apiece. Arizona beat the LA Dodgers 4-2. Diamondbacks are up 2-0. Today at 3:07, Houston and the Twins 1-1 on that series. The Rangers are up 2-0 over Baltimore right now, and that contest is at 7:03. Now we'll have our U of I men's golf 7 out of a 15 team contest in Purdue at West Lafayette right now. And we also had the Big Ten Media Days for women's basketball and Shauna Green representing our Illini.
Yeah, I think everybody's pretty fired up about women's basketball.
That's
too
right.
I think we're fired up for men's. I think there's still some feeling out there that can we shoot the three ball? And we'll see about the men. But the women have a lot of energy going on. And who knows? Who knows what the potential is in State Farm, because I couldn't believe they had 6,500 in there. I think they're getting more this year in some games.
Yeah.
So did they get 8,000 this year, this last year? Anyway, it's growing.
Mm-hmm.
And she's the real flight risk of all of it because, you know, if Connecticut or Tennessee or something like that.
Right.
Because Shauna Green would be one of those young enough. What'd they do to Illinois? They turned her. that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I think she's making $800,000 a year. I don't know what a going top women's coach makes, but it's going to be more than $800 now.
Mm-hmm.
Price of poker's gone up for everything.
That's right.
All right, 8:49. We'll check Greg's weather one more time. Coming up.
Everybody needs insurance, and that's why I love Kyle Lewis at Insurance Providers Group. This is Jay Layman, All-American linebacker. Kyle provides auto, life, health, and all kinds of commercial lines of insurance. They are my one-stop shop for all my insurance needs, and all my rental properties are insured by IPG. That's why you need to email Kyle at IPGINS.com. Kyle at IPGINS.com.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Ben Avis, Saturday, and a nip in the air this morning. A little frost scraping off the windshield, and an otherwise mostly sunny day's worth of weather. Up to 62 this afternoon. A few degrees shy of normal on a light west-southwesterly wind. Down the increase for the afternoon, though. Winds will turn southerly for tonight. A partly cloudy sky and a chilly overnight low down to 39. Clouding over quickly tomorrow morning and late morning into the afternoon. Some shower activity breaks out tomorrow. South wind at a high around 65. Not so chilly tomorrow night. Lows to the 50s. With a couple of showers, maybe a thunderstorm around early and late, and a breezy, partly sunny, warmer day's worth of weather on Thursday. A stray shower, thunderstorm early and late, highs up to 76 degrees. Widespread showers, a couple of thunderstorms Friday, additional showers for the weekend, maybe an inch plus worth of rain, and higher totals to the north. Highs to about 70 and dropping on Friday. Windy and cooler for the weekend. High temperatures in the 50s, nights in the 40s, maybe some wet weather as well into early next week. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Hey Illini fans, it's the best time of the year, homecoming. We can't wait to see you back on campus and at Memorial Stadium on Saturday, October 21st versus Wisconsin. Make sure to get in town early Friday for the homecoming parade and pep rally. Tailgating, family, homecoming, and Illinois football. What could be better than that? Get tickets at fightingillini.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Yeah, Long Branch Steakhouse up there at Gifford, open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 9. Did you see the picture of Donnie's new invention?
I did.
It's the Filet Oscar.
Yes.
I'd never heard of that.
I hadn't either.
It has a sauce over the bacon wrap filet.
And it's got either a shrimp or crab
show on
top.
Show that on your camera
if
there.
If you'd like to
get a little closer,
check that out.
That's really nice looking thing.
Yeah.
Like a magazine shot.
I
Diane's
know.
Camera.
Better Homes and Gardens or whatever.
Well, that's been a hot seller.
So
right
that one
now.
Was the crab.
That's crab. I mean, they have a shrimp one too.
Yes. And let me try. See
I think
if
I do the crab because it seems a little more significant. More crab on there. Ooh, that looks good too.
Yeah, okay. It does. And a special sauce, Bernays or something.
He invented it.
Right.
It's like the frog dressing.
Exactly.
You won't tell me what's in it again.
So he and Hunter popped in yesterday.
Yeah.
And with the Christmas parties, we got to talk about that.
Yeah, I'm penciling for the Christmas party for December 19-ish. I got to ask Donnie. It's a Tuesday.
And then you'll talk with your staff about, you know, do we want to do all fillets or do we want to do ribeyes?
Yeah, but whatever you want.
Well, I mean, there's certain, like, chicken strips. He's not going to do that.
Well, I mean, we do a steak.
Right.
Right? You pick a steak.
That's right.
We don't want to tell you you're limited. We just want whatever you want, Diane. Come on.
Thank you for that.
Alrighty.
And it's essentially between, you know, 50 and, or 30 and 50 people or 50 to...
They can hold 50.
Right.
Yeah. up there.
And so it's perfect. It's awesome. People don't want to do the typical Christmas party.
If you want to go to Donnie's and just, you know, take your money.
Yeah,
and just,
take over the restaurant really nice. On a day
yeah.
off.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the day.
Listen for Jay Layman after 3 with Lon and Derek, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Meet you back tomorrow. Have a great Tuesday.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Hi, it's Stevie J. So I took my mom into Audubel, owned by Jeff Hanley, who owns 13 locations around Central Illinois. She's had so much trouble hearing for so long. Audubel, A-U-D-I-B-E-L, for hearing. And some of the new technologies, they've got AI now for some of these hearing aids, and they're virtually invisible. It's unbelievable, and it helped my mom. It helped her incredibly. We've been to other places. This is by far the best place I've ever been in for hearing help. Go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L. If you want more information about Audible and how Jeff Hanley and his amazing culture and amazing team that they have, go to audibleteam.com. That's A-U-D-I-B-E-L, audibleteam.com. You'll be so happy you found Audible. Amazing work. They got a location in Champaign. Go to audibleteam.com. That's audibleteam.com. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Elevate your exfoliation game with Merle Norman. Say goodbye to dry, patchy, rough skin with the Advanced Exfoliating Charcoal Scrub. It's packed with detoxifying charcoal and mineral-rich volcanic sand for fun, gritty, at-home, microdermabrasion-style facial treatment that results in an instantly polished, more visibly radiant complexion. Get instantly nitty-gritty pretty skin with Merle Norman's Exfoliating Charcoal Scrub. Available now at Merle Norman. Braska International in Urbana is a legacy founded in 1958 by aviation pioneer Rudy Braska with a mission of improving safety in the skies. Over 60 years later, Braska is committed to providing the best simulation equipment available with superior quality and a personal approach to service and support. Would you love to make a difference in your job? Braska is looking for composites fabricator, electronic technician, electrical design associate, machine shop finisher, and customer service manager. Positions for field service engineer, software engineer, aeronautical engineer, mechanical engineer, and project manager are also available. The perfect fit will enjoy full-time benefits with paid time off, holidays, a 401k, and Monday through Friday schedule. For details, call 217-344-9200. As an equal opportunity employer, you can learn more about the application process at fraska.com/careers.
Hey, it's Stevie J. We have a Stever offer for you, the program where I, Stevie J, give you my money and you, wonderful person, spend it and keep it. All right, today from PDR Automotive, you heard me talking about John Marshall, the owner of PDR Automotive. Honest, talented, great staff. They can fix your car, truck, van, whatever automobile you have. Today's Stever offer, I'll give you a complete vehicle safety inspection, which is about $100. And then I'll give you another $100 to get whatever you might need fixed. $100 toward repair. The complete vehicle safety inspection. Why not? I'll pay for it. And then if you need stuff, I'll give you another 100 toward anything that might need done. That's your Stever offer from PDR Automotive. So all you have to do is go to GoStever.com, click accept, GoStever.com, click accept if you're interested. You're getting an email tonight if you're a winner. PDR Automotive, GoStever.com, click accept, and good luck. You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.